Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Yes, happy 10th anniversary. Hallelujah. Yes, my wife has been here for 10 years. Okay? Yeah, let's appreciate her. 10 years. Glory be to God. Yeah, Dennis Mujimba is not here. He has also been here 10 years. Okay? His boss has taken him to Uruweru. Yes. Yeah, but then, yeah, Dennis has been my friend from 1990. When did we join university? Christine, where's the? When did you join university? We joined in the same year. Eh? 91? Six. Yes. So that's when the same room with Dennis Mujimba. Okay, same room in Northcote. And we messed him up. We messed him up with, and he ran away. Hey, I wasn't safe, do you remember? Yeah, he took off, ran off to another hall, university hall. Okay, then later I got saved and we became good friends. Glory be to God. Yes, and the reason why I'm talking about him is because he was there the first service, 31st August 2014. And how we got there is an interesting story. Okay, that night, he had a dream. Okay, the plan was that they wake up and go to their church. But that morning or that night, they had a very good and bad dream. There was a very bad storm at their church. A very bad storm came. He even thought his kids were going to get hurt. He ran, got the kids out of their children's church, okay, to run out of there. And as he was doing that, he had a voice, okay? Or there's a man who came and who told him that go to Moses, to the church. Moses is starting today. Can you imagine? Or you know, eh? So anyway, that's how they get up here. They get here. I don't know if the wife was fully convinced, okay, but we thank God for men who know how to lead. Glory be to God. Yeah, we are in a generation where men are being turned into women, okay, and every man who becomes a woman, man, they are the best guys, apparently. Wonder, my, you know, but they have been turned into what? Women. Hallelujah. But we have, all the men in this what? In this room are men. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They hear God and they obey. Glory be to God. So anyway, yeah, we are grateful to God that we are here. We have made it 10 years. Okay? It's one thing to be around for 10 years. It's one thing for a church to exist for 10 years plus. But it's another thing if God is really saying good things about that church. You understand? Eh? Yeah, a church can exist, okay? But when God doesn't have good words about it, glory be to God. Now, for us, we are very sure God has been and he's saying good things about us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Good things concerning many things, even concerning money. Hallelujah. For the last 10 years, I haven't gotten a coin from this church by false pretense. Okay? I haven't paid fees for my children, okay, by coming and preaching a sermon here about what? Generosity. I'm telling you the truth. Glory be to God. And that explains why I don't have a new suit today. Glory be to God. Because I didn't have that money. Hallelujah. But even then, I didn't feel I needed a new suit. I just said, can't you say just a shirt? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So on Friday, Thursday, I drove to Bugolobi, okay, to look for a simple white shirt. There's a guy I told here that I need a simple white shirt. Where's Alan? He's not here. I told him I need a simple white shirt. Where can I find one? Okay. Then he contacted some chap, sent me ridiculous figures. Okay, ridiculous. I told, I just need a white shirt. Pastor, your standards. Which standards? Hallelujah. I wear three, what? In this, you know, ridiculous figures. In fact, I didn't respond to his things. Hallelujah. I just went and I looked for what? Yeah, glory be to God. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that what? We are, God is saying good things about us. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. I expected to hear a testimony or two from people who have just joined, like Mama, Mariam, okay? The Ballows, okay? The testimonies were not only Bakao now. They're for everyone. Glory be to God. Okay? Do you have a testimony, Mama Mariam? Oh, Mr. Mwanga, or whoever, okay, who has been around here for a short while so far. You have something to say? Okay, let's welcome him.
Praise the Lord, church. Thank you, Pastor. I also thought I would give a testimony, but I said, why? Nze siri wa miaka kumi. Ndi wa miezi meka. Yeah, I think we joined late last year, early this year. This year, we came by. It was December last year. But I praise the Lord for this church. And I want to thank you, Pastor, for what I have seen. I've pastored a church. I don't take the title pastor. I don't like putting the pastor title up front. Don't joke with it. I thank God for you, the way you welcomed us, the way you treat your ndiga. These are the children of God. I thank you for your stewardship. I've always wanted to find a church where you are taught so that you can be set free. You are not taught around the pastor. If, you know, following the pastor, for the pastor. If you go to a church and they are asking you all the time to follow the pastor. This pastor is human. But if the pastor teaches you the word and he sets you free, then you're in the right place. I want to thank you and I want to congratulate the church. Mchala Musumba, congratulations for standing by this man. They say behind every great man, there's a great woman. Yeah. So, behind the difficult man. Those were your words, Pastor. But most of all, I congratulate you, LAT. We bless the Lord that we are part of this journey for the short period we have been here. And we rejoice. Within that short period already, I have Insigo there in the choir, and I see you picking her up. I say, aha! May God bless you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah. Let's welcome Mama Mariam. Yes. By the way, 2 weeks ago, remember, I talked about the Ivy League schools. Yes, then I remembered after we finished the service, okay? Her late husband, okay? Mariam's mom, okay? He went to Harvard. Glory be to God. So we have begun the Harvard what? Journey. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. Yeah. It's a lot. But first of all, I would like to thank Pastor Moses and the whole church. For you stood with us in a period people were running away from us. It wasn't simple. We had been in, I had been a church, a difficult church. And nobody could pray for you. I ran away from that church for 2 years. I was not praying. I was only begging God to show me where to go. God showed me where to go. And when I lost my husband, I was wondering who will pray with us. But Pastor Moses, Pastor Wandera, they stood with us. And from that day, I have been growing in Christ. I thank Pastor Moses for praying for me. Nobody I could approach. Everyone was running away from you. You said, now what? I asked God, I love you, but where do I go? Please help me. Pastor Moses, I thank you for praying for us, praying with us. Thank you. I've seen the glory of God. Many things were taken away from us, but they are returning, including our land. Yeah, someone wanted to take our land, but it was not possible. Wherever he could go, they would say, no, that's people's land. We have just got the title. God has graced us with many things. We have peace. God has brought peace in our lives. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I love God. I love God with all my heart. Thank you, Pastor.
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, so I was saying that God has been saying good things about us. Hallelujah. Amen. And today we are basically going to celebrate. We are celebrating God's approval of us. Hallelujah. That is the most important thing, to be approved, to be commended by, is it by or of? Either. Hallelujah. To be commended by God that you're doing a good work. Amen? So it is Eletia 10, celebrating God's approval. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, it was 2nd November in the year 2000. I was, I think, either 5th year or 4th year medical student. When the Lord spoke to me from 1 Chronicles 22:5, he told me that a day will come when I will build him a house, and that house shall be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Okay? That is the beginning of the journey of this church. Hallelujah. It began 2nd November 2000. That is 24 years ago. Amen. Then 14 years later, on 31st August, we commenced, or the building of that God's house commenced. Glory be to God. And as you know, it is now 10 years since that commencement, since the building of the house of the Lord began. Hallelujah. Now, 7 years later, on 31st August, okay, 7 years later, on 30th August, okay, which was, I can say, the anniversary, God spoke to us in a dream, all right? On 30th August, okay, just before we began the 8th year, God spoke to us in a dream. And he told us that you have completed the first phase of your ministry. Okay, you have completed the first phase Okay? And as you realize, that phase was 7 years. Okay? From 2014 to 2021. Okay? Then in the same dream, he told us that the second phase that you're entering is supposed to be much shorter, okay, than the 7 years. All right? And we knew from some earlier dream that he meant that the second phase, if we are faithful to him and we do whatever he tells us to do, we knew that he meant that that phase was supposed to be 4 years. Okay? So you can see 4 years is really much shorter than 7. Okay? So that's why we talk about 2025. You understand? Because from 2021, when you add 4, you get to 2025. Okay? And it gave us an idea of what this church is supposed to be by the end of 2025. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you hear this 2025 talk, understand that, okay? Okay, 2025 is supposed to end the second phase of this ministry. Hallelujah. Every ministry has phases, okay? If you want to know that, get a certain book or a certain message by Kenneth Hagin, all right? Yes, and one of the things you learn is that many ministries, many ministers of the gospel live and die without even ever having entered the first phase of their ministry. Okay? That is scary. You can be preaching, okay, but when actually you've never even entered the first phase. Ngawa ochariku preparation. Okay, but because you haven't been faithful to do what God told you to do, okay, God has never promoted you to phase one. Glory be to God. But we thank God, hallelujah, that as for us, God spoke to us vividly in a dream, okay, that you not only began a phase, but you actually completed it. Phase one. Hallelujah. Okay, phase one. Then he told us that phase two, okay, was supposed to be much shorter. Okay? And from a dream that, I think it was 3rd August 2018, Aisha's dream. Remember? We knew that he meant 4 years. Okay? And he gave us a picture of what this church is supposed to look like by the end of 2025. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, that was 30th August 2021. Okay? Now, 2 years later, in July 2023, okay? Remember, God tells you that something is supposed to happen in a certain year. Okay? So definitely, you always look towards that year. All right? So 2023, okay, I didn't see like we were moving towards that mark. So I did a fast. I fasted, asking God that, God, I don't see like we are going to hit the target. Eh? Okay? Hit the deadline. Okay? So I fasted and asked God, God, is there something wrong we are doing? Okay, if there's something wrong we are doing, show us. Okay, and then we stop it. Hallelujah. Okay, all is well. Okay, so I decided to take off 3 days of fasting. Then on the second day, hallelujah. Sometimes God is good. Actually, always God is good. Okay, but sometimes it's better. Hallelujah. He didn't let me go hungry for what? Many days. On the second day, okay, he spoke to my heart, okay? He told me a dream, he told me a vision. He spoke to my heart and he said that all is well. There's nothing wrong you're doing, okay, that is hindering 2025, okay? Then, God is so good. A few days later, after he has spoken to me that, Dennis Mujimba got a dream. Okay? Remember, he didn't know about my fasting. He didn't know what I was inquiring of God about, you know? So, he gets a dream, and in that dream, he finds me in our car, okay? In our car, and I'm packed because I think there's something wrong with the car, okay? He thinks there's something, I think in the dream that there's something wrong with the car. Then he comes, he checks the car, starts the engine, and the car is fine. So he tells me, the car is fine. Then I get into the car and I would drive off. And as I drove off, he could hear the sound of the engine. Okay, it sounded like the sound of the engine was that of a brand new car. Glory be to God. Okay, and that dream confirmed what God had spoken to me, that the spiritual condition of LAT was good. Hallelujah. The car in this dream symbolized LAT. Okay? I thought there was something wrong with the car, with the church. Okay? Okay, but in the dream, okay, God shows that, or he reveals that the car is in perfect condition. Hallelujah. Nothing is wrong. Glory be to God. Amen? And then a month later, Dennis Mujimba again gets another dream. And in that dream, LAT, this church, was symbolized by a jacaranda tree. And a man comes and tells him that the jacaranda tree shall blossom. Glory be to God. The jacaranda tree shall do what? Blossom. Hallelujah. Okay, but in context, God was talking about 2025. There's nothing wrong with the car. There's nothing wrong with the church. There's nothing wrong you're doing. Okay? That will make you not hit the deadline. Okay? So God is saying, no. The jacaranda tree shall blossom. Hallelujah. Amen? Then a month or so later, 9th September 2023, I had a dream. Okay? And in this dream, I was a father to a baby girl, okay? The baby was like 6 months, okay? And this baby girl was sick, and I'd taken her to the doctor, and the doctor had said that the child has to die. And none of those things over in the, within a year. No. It was, in fact, the child was going to die that day. That day. Okay, the doctor has given a verdict. Okay, so I remember I was with a baby. I carried her. And I knew that those were my last moments with a baby. Okay, he's dying, going, as in assured. Hallelujah. Yeah, but then at a certain point, this baby instantly got well. Okay? Instantly got well. When I put her, yes, she instantly got well and she wanted to be let go. So I put her down, okay? Then the moment I put her down, okay, she immediately grew into a 10-year-old child. Immediately. Okay, this baby of 6 months, in less than a second, she was a 10-year-old. Okay? And God was like, that is exactly what LAT is and what it is going to be. All right? Right now, okay, when you look, of course, at that time, okay? And even now, okay? Minus the visitors, okay? When you look at us on a normal Sunday, okay, we look like you won't find us here next month. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm sure that's how Balo felt when he first came. He's like, Okay? Yes. Yeah, you know, that's how we look like. Okay? You come, you are like, these guys, I'm not, if I leave the country for a holiday, okay? So he's like, you know, a baby, you know, as in dying, assured, dying. Okay? But God said that won't happen. Okay, there will be an instant recovery or a revival, if I should say. And immediately, the child will grow up from 6 months to 10 years in less than a second. Okay? Meaning that how we are now, all right? A time is going to come when in the twinkling of an eye, all right? We are going to grow so big, okay? The question to me, rather to God as well, has been like, God, how are you going to pull it off? Hallelujah. How are you going to get this 6-month-old child and instantly it grows into a 10-year-old, okay? How are you going to get this child that is dying, in quotes, okay? We're on average, the least we have, we're like 50. Okay? We're like 50. How are you going to, in an instant, then become thou, you know, eh? Hallelujah. I look forward to that. I don't know how God is going to do it. Simani. Okay? Over again, I could tell you, you know, eh? I don't know how God is going to pull it off, amen? But I look forward to that day. Because remember, we're talking about 2025. Eh? That they are producing them, but the production rate is very low. But we have never had twins in this church, have we? No. So the production rate. Yeah? No, born here. Hey. Yeah. Hmm? The what? That they're waiting for. Gerard. Anyway, so. So that was that dream. Glory be to God. Okay, God again emphasizing that there's nothing wrong you're doing. Nothing wrong in the church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Then before the year ended, okay, 20th December, okay, I had a dream, okay? And in this dream, God this time used the president, okay, Museveni, okay? And he was giving a talk. And he was, there's a point he wanted to illustrate. So he comes to me, okay? Then he finds that I had grime. Visitors, do you know what grime is? Grime. Visitors. Grime. Omanyi wano utujilane English lessons. Hallelujah. Grime, you know, that, you know. Okay, so anyway. The president will come and find that I had a lot of what grime, on my neck. Then he says that this grime is. He's like, oh, this is too much. Then he says that whatever thing is sown on it or planted on it, okay, will immediately grow. Glory be to God. And when I woke up, I knew God was saying that LAT is very fertile. Glory be to God. And when he begins to plant what he is going to plant on it, okay, it will instantly grow. Glory be to God. Again, God emphasizing that there's nothing wrong, nothing spiritually wrong with us. Glory be to God. On the contrary, it is fertile ground. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what I'm saying. It is, there's nothing as wonderful as getting commended by God. Okay? You can get commended by humans, okay? And they might be lying, intentionally lying. Okay? Or they might not have all the facts about you. Okay? Like all the people who have said, what good, what things about me? Balo, Mama, what? Mariam, okay? Joanne, okay? You know, you might not know, man. Hey, I might be my shady guy. Okay? Sometimes you can even be so shedding, even your wife doesn't know. Hallelujah. But now when you hear God, the God who sees the hearts of men, the God who sees the motives of our good actions. It's one thing to do good, but what was the motive? Do you understand? Yes, the God who sees the intentions of your heart, okay, when he says that, you are doing well. Man, that is all that matters. Glory be to God. And for me as a pastor now, in fact, these are the things I use and I take to God. As a God, you're saying that we're doing well. So it means I, as a pastor, I've done all that what you wanted me to do. So my school fees for my kids. Because remember, he's my employer. Glory be to God. He's my employer. So now he has to take care of many things in my life, financial issues. Hallelujah. Okay? And I don't have to, I don't wait when there's, the time is going to start in a week, then I come with a giving message. You understand? In fact, this year I haven't done it. This year, giving this year. But it wasn't the main topic. It just comes in as a by the a story. Like last week, I think, there was a story which came in from where. But this year, we pray to God that you receive one. Hallelujah. And, but these are the things, man. You go to God. Now, that also means that I don't have to fleece people. Hallelujah. I don't have to tell you that, you see, God said the church is fertile, you know, so sow into fertile ground. Okay, the context of this fertility, okay, wasn't saying, you know, to put money into it. Okay, that wasn't the context of the dream. The context was to show the spiritual condition of the church. Glory be to God. There might be another dream when the context is, let them, you know. But that wasn't that. Hallelujah. So you see, you have to be honest with these things. You have to walk in purity. Hallelujah. I always tell people that when I left medicine, I didn't leave medicine to become a mufele. Or to become a politician. You understand? Pleasing people or just tricky, as in, you know, fleecing people. I didn't. Glory be to God. I left that so that I can be a pastor, a shepherd. Glory be to God. Okay? And unlike my former bosses, this boss, man, for him, he sees the heart. Hatunula mumutima. Okole bilungi na ye, he sees, why are you doing those good things? Glory be to God. So now he put, man, so you walk with this thing of, you know, your motives have to be what? Pure. Hallelujah. And he has seen the motives of our heart. He has seen the good intentions of what the leadership he has done. Glory be to God. Okay? I can tell you for the truth, we have, anyway, God has said, amen? God said we're doing what? There's nothing wrong we're doing. Glory be to God. There's no one in this church who can say, we robbed their money. Tally you. Okay? If he's there, man, that's the biggest liar. Okay, that's the biggest con man. I got to Mr. Sule saying, you know, it's a two-term backhoe, you know. Yeah. Glory be to God. Okay, so that's how the year ended. Okay? Then the following year, what happened, Robin? Yes, we began the year 25th January. Okay, the engineer's wife here, okay, got a dream. And in this dream, God was telling us, pray until something happens. Hallelujah. And in that dream, in fact, God even gave her a verse in the dream. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Okay? That prayer without ceasing. Not only for your needs, but also for the church. Pray until something happens concerning 2025. Because remember now, we had entered 2024. All right? So 2025 is knocking. Okay? And God gives us a strategy. Okay? That pray until something happens. And we began to do that. Okay? About 3 months later, on 12th of April, Dennis Mujimba, our prophet, hallelujah, we get a dream. Okay? Now, in this dream, okay, he saw us walking around the earth. Okay? Nga tutambula, you know, eh? Obanga tuwade tutambula. And he saw that we were almost completing a full rotation. And he saw us, we were tired, but we were left with a short distance to go. Glory be to God. All right, so pushing was working. Hallelujah. Amen. Then on that same month, on 14th April, okay, that week I was seeking God what I should preach here. All right? Then I just got an idea. Okay? I got an idea. I was like, God had said the previous year, the car engine was what? Was fine. The jacaranda will blossom. The grime. Okay? So I was like, now that means, yes, it means we are doing well. So it means God has to reward us. So I felt God was saying he's going to reward us. Okay? So I came here, I preached. Okay? God is going to reward us. Okay? Based on dreams he had sent us earlier. Now, after I preached that, a few days later, okay, I get a dream. And in this dream, God had given me a reward. Glory be to God. All right? Most of you know it. All right? But now, so when Joan had that dream that Mzenfunye reward, yeah, very big thing, by the way. Okay? And it has to do with dream interpretation. All right? Joan went to God. Say, Mukama, show me even my thing. Those who are here, you remember the story. Joan went, prayed. You fasted? Did you? Anyway, you pray, you sought God, that God, for me, what is mine? Okay? Nothing. Then God was so kind to her. He spoke to her through a dream. He gave the sun. Okay, Kwezi, stand up and they see you. Hallelujah. That guy there. Okay? You can sit. Hallelujah. But that guy is very young. How old is he? He's 15. Okay? But he's bigger than his pastor. I don't know whether that is right. Hallelujah. But church members can make, can turn a pastor into a what? A mufele. Because Pastor Bambi was very very pure. None of mufuro or mufele. Okay, there's a guy who years ago who told me that, now you should be having the best car in the church. Nga, your car, ye singa kwanga kwe pastor. Bambi was honest, but he was mature. Okay, so now, do you see how now guys are kusa ku pressure? Okay, you remember Joseph Mpora? Bambi was he was good-hearted, but somehow, I think he had listened to some stupid messages. That the pastor kati go no kuba what? Prospera, kati mutu kayunga yisinga, yenok singa. Now, how is the pastor going to do that? He has to find a way of getting the money back. Hallelujah. Yes, so I don't know if a chap being bigger than the pastor is fine, but yeah. Okay? Amen? And so, yes, Kwezi gets a dream. And in this dream, the mother, God had given the mother her reward. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Okay, now, man, that dream was powerful. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah. Visitors get her number, she will share the dream. Okay? That dream. But anyway, that dream is the one which, in my opinion, convinced everyone that this rewarding thing is real. But the point I'm trying to make now is that God was rewarding us because we had done a good work for him. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? God's approval, God's commendation. Glory be to God. Amen? Then what happened? Okay, Robin. Yes, then in May, Dennis Mujimba, okay, while flying back from the daughter's uni, yeah, school, college, yeah, high school, okay, while on the plane, he gets a dream. And in this dream, okay, you remember the dream of going around the earth? Okay, he had a dream that we had actually completed the cycle. Hallelujah. In the spirit realm, okay, we had completed the cycle. Because remember, we were pushing. Hallelujah. So God was saying concerning 2025, in the spirit realm, kati chiwede. Glory be to God. Okay? And as I speak now, we are waiting now for the manifestation of what is true of us in the spirit. Glory be to God. Amen. Then in May, okay, from on 13th, 14th, and 15th May, God spoke to me that now, okay, we had entered the season when we shall start to walk in the full calling of our church, taking Christ to the nations. You remember those dreams, eh? I think there were two or three. Okay, God is saying, now the time has come. But remember, it comes after Dennis gets a dream that we have completed going around the earth. Hallelujah. That's when this dream comes. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, there's nothing as wonderful as knowing that you are pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Human beings, they can flatter you. Even Bambi, when they're saying the honest truth, it's according to sight, what they see, what they are hearing. Okay, but they don't see your hand. You could even be doing good things, but you're off. Hallelujah. You're doing good things, but those are not the good things God wants you to do. Do you understand? Eh? For example, what? Anyway, you know, you can do a good thing, but when God was like, no, I didn't tell you that. I told you this. Hallelujah. So people will acknowledge and say hallelujahs for this good thing you're doing. When they don't know that you're actually off, God is like, I wish you guys knew. That guy is on his own things. Hallelujah. All right. But now from what we are receiving from heaven, God is like, L-A-T, our church. We are like how? We are like how? Like this. Glory be to God. Amen? And that's, this should be a lesson for all of us, but especially, in my opinion, for our children. Okay? Children, always do what your parents tell you to do. Children, are you listening to me? Okay? Children, okay, do what your parents tell you to do. Hallelujah. This is what your church does. Okay? Hallelujah. We do what our Father in heaven tells us to do. Okay? And then he tells us that you're doing good. Okay? That is very wonderful. Hallelujah. So children, please, also you, okay, obey your parents in everything that they tell you to do. Okay? And when you do that, your parents will be happy with you. They will reward you. Okay? And even God, who is seeing you, okay, will also reward you. Hallelujah. I wish I knew these things when I was like 15, crazy, you know. Singa na him, singa ndi wala. Hallelujah. Singa ndi wakati. Hallelujah. Christine, you just imagine me if I knew these things at Grace Joy's age. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of you might be saying, America. But you see, you can be in America when you're off. But I'm, where would I be in God? Hey, hallelujah. Amen? Anyway, but I didn't. That's why I always feel bad when I remember a guy who preached to me in senior one. Ningano kuloko ka Daniel Muyanja. Guy ambulize njiri some after classes, evening. Nangama Mose get saved. I refused. Okay? There was a clique of saved guys in our senior one. Roger Mgisha, Daniel Muyanja, Muzila Steven. Who knows Muzila Steven? Sam Chap now is in the World Bank. Guy by the Barokole. Never get a senior two adolescents. All of them, they all went. So anyway, later, university now we go to, we made school with Daniel Muyanja. Okay? Then I get saved. So I went to Dani. I was like, Dani Gweyambo. Do you remember senior one? Kati Dani, come back to the Lord. Get saved. You're the one who preached to me. Agamba nawe mo. Umaze nawe. What, you know? I say, Grave, don't laugh. You're the one who, do you remember 1990 you preached to me? Did you get, he jumped to get saved. Okay, but later, I think in internship, anyway, I think he got saved. Now, this guy, instead of now going to do internship or to get a job, he went to Umukono Theological College. He didn't yellow kokara, you can be serious. Again, again, an asoma theological what? A diploma or a degree. Mukono. That's how serious a guy was. Who knows that name? Anyway, glory be to God. So Christ for the what? Nations. Hallelujah. Now, the last we have had on this subject concerning 2025, okay, was in July. And that's a dream Christine Mujimba had. And the church was overflowing with people. Glory be to God. Now, we are waiting for that. How God is going to pull it off? Tetumanyi. Because if you have realized, tetulina ku Facebook. Okay? But we have a Facebook. It's called what? Channel? What? It's called what? A Facebook page. Eh? It's called page. But the president fell out with, who is that guy? The owner of Facebook. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, during the elections. Then Facebook was banned in Uganda, isn't it? Because when you're on Facebook, you're in disobedience. I'm joking, but yeah, maybe you are, I don't know. Anyway, but for us, we decided what? So they took Facebook. Tetuina bufana nyibwa pastor nga asaba. Ngali in deep prayer. You know, those pictures you see on your billboards. Yes, stupidity, you know. They get a pastor, it's called airbrushing. They can pick. The guy is, anyway, has pimple, but you never see any pimple man on those people. Yeah, mola gang alimu deep. Getting a rhema from heaven. Those stupid people. Like, I don't know. Why should a church grow by pictures? That is carnality. But interestingly, even to be by gala. You understand? Eh? And now, let me tell you, if you're going to become a pastor, okay, if you grow a church by that nonsense, you have to keep the people by nonsense. Yes, because people came by nonsense. stupid things, but pictures. When you're looking cool, eh? You know, eh? With those things. They're called headphones. But you know those good things. Anyway, you know, eh? Hey, then, okay, so you're there, then some buyang, you know, they see what? They say, handsome pastor. We church. Hey, never, you know, eh? You know, eh? Now, first of all, when they get to your church, they're like, but is this a guy we saw? Not a fan. But yeah, like, yeah, nah, resemblance, really. Now, what are you going to do when you begin growing old? Yeah, because the other time, all the hair, you had all the hair. Eh? Then the hair begins to go. What are you going to do? So now it means you have to get something else to keep them. That's when you start fleecing them, with, you know, rob them, buy a car. He has the best car in town. Do you understand? Meanwhile, God is watching you, and you might be on your way to hell. Because you're robbing money so that you can have a car, so that you can get a car, so that you want to buy a car, or your pastor now, prosperity anointing. You're on your way to hell, and then you're there on stupid things. And so, I don't know how God is going to pull this thing off. Tetuliku Instagram. Ne tuja genda iromo. Eh? Tetuli Twitter. Nothing. Eh? Olaba anniversary tetuina na video what? Eh? But I guess it's because we didn't have the money. Is that so? I don't know. Ne, you know, eh? No kuleka video, no kalaga Kampala. I mean, man, you know. Nothing. Tuli wano, like, tetuli serious. He said, we don't know what we want. Well, we know what we want. We only want what God wants for us. All right? And we're going to get what God wants for us in God's ways. Hallelujah. Amen? Be careful, eh? Okay? Young girls, eh? Okay? You want to get married, okay? Yeah, the way you, if you hook a guy by stupid things, eh? Dressing indecently, all right? You might forever have to dress indecently, because that's how you got him. So that's how you continue having him. Okay. Meanwhile, you are on your way to hell, because gwe atambuzo omwoyo gwachi. Omuluganda, it's called omwoyo. I think go kwaka or something like that. Last, you understand? You the one who's whatever you get in town. Do you understand? So yeah. Yeah, whatever you get, let it be by God, God's ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? So anyway, that's where we're at. Hallelujah. Waiting God. Waiting on God. Hallelujah. Okay, but the key point is we have God's approval. God is pleased with us. Hallelujah. God is pleased with us. Worship team, God is pleased with you. All right? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Joanne, God is pleased with you. Hallelujah. You haven't helped me to rob the people. You haven't helped me. I needed your help. I'm joking. Eh? All right? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I've said it. One time God is going to pay us all the money. We are going to the more areas. I'm telling the truth. I look, man, this thing, there's a price, a heavy price. Eh? Okay? I look at guys I was with, okay? Doctor, you know, fellows I studied with, okay? As in, the money they are earning, you know, as in, okay? Yeah, but God is a good God. Hallelujah. God is a what? God is a good God. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Okay? He is pleased with what we are doing. Amen? Hallelujah. He's pleased. Okay? That was that dream. Remember the dream that talked about the phases? Okay? In that same night, okay, there was another dream. And that dream, God was saying, thank you for warning people against Elvis Umbonyi. Okay? Then he says that because of the warning that you sounded out, okay, that which Mariam was like, man, this guy didn't fear. Okay, you see, that's what I was telling you. I didn't leave medicine to become a politician. Okay, I am a shepherd. I'm a pastor. So I can't see a wolf. Okay, remember this girl was my best friend. Okay, I was his best man. He's looking at you from heaven, saying, let me see what he's going to do. Is this friendship with human beings more important than friendship with me? Okay, so anyway, in that dream, God says that, thank you for warning people against Elvis. And says that a seed was sown, okay, and it is bearing fruit. Many are living, and many more shall continue to live. Okay? But you know what that cost the church? All right? Yeah, man, like, I don't know where it was, like 70% of people, they left. Hallelujah. But God was in heaven watching. Hallelujah. Watching kulava what is going again a kolachi. Hallelujah. Watching. Are you going to turn down so that now those who are also going to live can remain? Bakomewo. You understand? He's watching. Hallelujah. Thank God we passed that what? We passed that test. And that's why we finished the phase, the first phase. Okay, because the obvious Mbonye thing was in that phase. But the phase Mubamu tests. Hallelujah. Anyway, way forward. Way forward. Okay. We shall continue to celebrate God's approval. Okay. Way forward. The next slide. Okay. We shall continue to hear from God. We shall put ourselves in a hearing position. Eh? Okay, yes. Because remember, we have gotten to this point by doing God's will. Okay? And you can only do what you've had or what you've been shown. So we shall continue to do that. We shall continue to pray so that we can hear God. And when we hear, we shall believe him. The Bible says that without faith, without believing God, you can't please him. So we shall believe him, and if he needs us to do something about what he has said, we shall go ahead and obey him and do what he has told us to do. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. There are many fools in town. Preachers, okay, fools. They call themselves preachers. Okay, they say that obeying God is legalism. Have you heard that stupidity? All right? That is legalism. Okay, there's nothing like try to please God. Jesus already pleased God for you. Tewali more pleasing. Are you trying to be better than Jesus? Jesus died for you. He finished it all. Okay? So when God looks at you, he looks at you through and he's saying, good, your kawa, whatever you do, he's pleased, forever pleased. Okay? That's stupidity, okay? And at one time, before I became a pastor, I had fallen for it. Hallelujah. But it is nonsense, amen? Anyway, but for us, we shall hear God, we shall believe him. If we need to do something about what he has told us to do, we shall go ahead and obey him. Glory be to God. That is what has brought us this far. That is what has gotten us his approval. And that's what will help us to continue getting his approval. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this you have heard, okay? Pleasing God. Please use it in your own individual lives. Let it not just be a thing for the church. To pleasing a God. But now you as an individual. Remind me your name.
Adonai.
Adonai. Yes. Okay. Yes. When you know God wants you to do something, your mother has told you there's something you should do. To sweep the compound, to pick leaves from the compound. Okay. Pick them, please. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Yes. Individualize, okay? When you get to know God's will, okay, please go ahead and do what God has told you to do. If it is hard, tell him it's hard. And ask him, Katinyamba, okay? Like those days, man, when God told me start prophesying, I was like, my goodness. I had a dream. Okay, that's the first time I saw Jesus. Okay? I told in the dream. Okay? I saw him in the skies, and then he told me that, begin doing that which I told you you wanted to do. And he was talking about prophesy. Man, I was frightened. I remember I prayed to God. I was like, okay, God, I'm frightened to do this thing because I'm going to look like a fool. Okay? Remember, Mbonya is in the picture. Okay? He's my friend. We're in the same ministry. Can't you get up there? Why don't you just lead? What? The fellowship. Just lead. But God is like, Tandika. I was frightened. Okay? But I knew God had told me, man. I remember, So, I was like, God, I'm frightened. I don't know how to do this thing. I went, I prayed. I was like, God, okay, just show me how to do it. Show me how to. And then I told him, God, if you show me, I'll do it. Okay? God was so good. One Tuesday, I go for fellowship with Zoe. That is before Elvis fell. So, before the fellowship starts, a lady walks to me, say, Doctor, I had a dream about you. I'm like, uh-huh. Then he said, I saw you. You are with Jesus. Remember? Sadris. Yeah, you are with Jesus. I saw you with Jesus. You are talking. Then he told you to begin blessing his people. And I saw you. You are frightened. The chick didn't know about my experience. I saw when he told you that you are frightened. Okay? Then I saw with Jesus telling you how to do it. All right? Hallelujah. For those who are there in those days, you know what he told me. Okay? Because if I tell you who don't know, Mujaku Insaku, Uku Pressure, or Chikola. But he told me, I saw him teaching you how to do it. Then in the dream, you did it. The moment you did it, I saw like power being downloaded, And I knew God had told me how I should obey him. Bambi, God is nice. He helps. Hey, Akua, he gives you a difficult thing. He will help you. Glory be to God. And man, so when she told me that dream, Sadris, remember, huh? And that day I was preaching in Zoe. Uzi are the preacher. Ha, so I was like, Nenda kutani kila kuye, kuanga yekati, amatira. Eh? Yalo se ye nini. Sigenda kuda kwaba wana gamba, bieso nyewewa. I'm like, this dreamer knows me, prophet. So I preach my things, just getting ready to what? So afterward, man, prophesying time came. Then I came for her. Did what Jesus had shown me. Ah, yeah. The next fellowship, she came to me. Do you know what? The whole week, Then she got an envelope. Remember, she gave me 500,000. What you told me, that prophet, the whole week. Hey. Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.